Listening Library presents Serafina and the Splintered Heart by Robert Beatty. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Biltmore Estate, Asheville, North Carolina. Chapter 1. Serafina opened her eyes and saw nothing but black. It was as if she hadn't opened her eyes at all. She had been deep in the darkened void of a swirling, half-dreaming world when she awoke to the sound of a muffled voice. But now there was no voice, no sound, no movement of any kind. With her feline eyes, she had always been able to see, even in the dimmest, most shadowed places, but here she was blind. She searched for the faintest glint of light in the gloom, but there was no moonlight coming in through a window, no faint flicker of a distant lantern down a corridor. Just black. She closed her eyes and reopened them. But it made no difference. It was still pitch dark. Have I actually gone blind? She wondered. Confused, she tried to listen out into the darkness, as she had done when she hunted rats deep in the corridors of Biltmore's sprawling basement. But there was no creak of the house. No servants working in distant rooms, no father snoring in a nearby cot, no machinery whirring, no clocks ticking or footsteps. It was cold, still, and quiet in a way she had never known. She was no longer at Biltmore. Remembering the voice that had woken her, she listened for it again. But whether it had been real or part of a dream, it was gone now.